Welcome to podcast Happy and Single. I'm your host, Joseph Anderson. You can find me on Instagram at the It's Possible Guy. And today is episode 203, and it's entitled, You Can't Let a Bad Day Beat You 2 Days in a Row. Now, this quote actually originates, or a variation of this originates from Lou Holtz, the famous college football coach. And he said, you can't let a team beat you 2 weeks in a row. You know, what he was saying in that moment, I believe, because I've never actually talked to him, he was basically saying, you know what? Yeah, you had a bad game. You didn't play as well. The team beat you. But don't let them beat you again. You know, I don't know about you guys, but at least for me, bad days can rack up. And we don't even know what's a good or a bad day. It's kind of like if I was in a bad mood the day before, or if I didn't show up the way I wanted to show up. You know? What if we could show up new and fresh every day? Meaning you could reset. You know, is it interesting that, like, one of the things that, I don't know if you guys ever did this when you were younger, but if you're playing a video game and if you're having a really bad game, you hit the reset button, well, it just lets you start over. It really does. It just lets you start over and, you know, start again. Well, any single moment in the day, you can hit the reset button. Any single moment, you can start over. Why do we get this idea that it's like, oh, I'm having a good day or I'm having a bad day? All that it's based upon is whether I'm in a low mood or a high mood that day. I could be having an amazing day and not doing any of the things that I actually need to get done. And I could be having a frustrating day with, you know, full of just low moods where I'm getting everything done. You know, it's interesting. I remember an experience that I had. And it was one time when I wasn't having the greatest of day, and I wasn't doing what I needed. I wasn't showing up the way I wanted to, not even the way I needed to, but the way I wanted to. And you know what happened? Towards the end of the day, I decided, hey, you know what? I said I was going to reach out and make these 20 contacts or whatever it was. And I went on and I hopped on and just started randomly messaging contacts on LinkedIn. And something happened as I did that. I got a text message from somebody that, you know, ended up, you know, they sponsored someone to be a client. And I wasn't, you know, that was just cool. Like, why do we want to let bad days beat us 2 days in a row? Do we want to let a bad hour beat us 2 hours in a row? Do we want to let a bad minute beat us 2 minutes in a row? What if we could instantly just shake it all off and just be us? Like, we could just shake it all off, be like, yeah, well, okay, I wasn't doing what I needed to for those few minutes. Why am I going to spend a single more second thinking about those things? Why do we do that? Or why do we even think it's a good idea to do that? Well, I can't think of one. Actually, maybe it's like we've been so conditioned to be beaten down and frustrated by the people around us, you know, especially like, you know, teachers or authoritarians or anyone around us that's like, oh, you should feel bad about this. Oh, maybe it's even, you know, when we were younger, the whole go to your room and think about what you've done. Why? Like, how is that going to serve? If I did something and I didn't know what I did, why is me sitting in a room thinking about what I've done going to make it any better? You know, and I really, I know I talk a lot about our crazy leprechaun thinking on this podcast, but maybe we talk too much about it. Maybe it's just noticing, hey, I'm having an uncomfortable feeling that I don't want to be having right now. Okay, next. What do you want to do? Maybe we've given it too much power. And that's all that we're talking about right now is don't let a bad day beat you twice in a row. You know, and I would even add, since this is a podcast called Happy and Single, don't let a bad date beat you twice in a row. If you went on a really bad date, whether you just hated it or whether, you know, I don't know, however it was bad, don't let it beat you again. Get up on the horse and ask people out that you want to go out with. You know what? I think we spend too much time thinking about our thinking. It's like you're going to have thinking go through your head at times. But it was interesting. I had an interview for a new podcast that's starting up. And I asked that question, you know, like the noise in your head and, you know, the adversary, the crazy leprechaun thinking, all the stuff that I talk about. And it was interesting because it didn't really register for the person that I was talking to. It really didn't. It didn't seem to register. Like, it seems like they've just been not living in that world for so long that they just do so much better. So my hope out of today is not even worrying about why have you let bad days beat you consecutively in the past. You know? It's just about, do you want to keep doing it forward? Do you want to keep getting frustrated and agitated because you're not where you want to be today? And you think if you would have done things differently yesterday that you would be? And especially when you start adding, you know, don't make a bad year another bad year. Don't make a bad decade another bad decade. Stuff happened to each of us in our lives. It's time to let that go. And it's time to rise up and become a new person in Christ. You know, on this podcast as well, you know, the individual I was talking to, you know, they talked a lot about, you know, one of the things that we talked about was how, you know, they'd read a bunch of self-development books and how they felt the best self-development books were the Bible, the Book of Mormon, the Scriptures. And he meant it. I can't wait for you guys to hear. Oh, this new podcast is going to be amazing. And I'm so excited to share with you guys on there. Don't let a bad day beat you up twice in a row. Let it go. Nothing good can come from it. Nothing good can come from, you know, carrying that mood of that bad day. Oh, if only I would have done this different. You didn't. Oh, well, next, move on. You know, it just got me thinking about in the Book of Mormon, there's a group called the Lamanites that, you know, they made some bad choices in the beginning and then they just kept making them. But we can repent and we can reset any moment. All repentance is, and this is from the dictionary definition, a change of mind, a fresh view of oneself, of the world, and of God. Oh, that is so gorgeous. Oh my goodness, that is just beautiful. Let it go. Let whatever you're holding on to in this moment, and I would even add, you don't even know if it was a bad day. It doesn't matter whether it was things that you didn't do that you think you should have, or it doesn't matter if it was things other people did to you. Let it go. It's not serving you anymore. There is nothing about that that serves you unless you learn from it and say, you know what? Did I love yesterday? Okay. What are a few things that I can do differently? You know, and don't be too hard on yourself. I mean, even me, plenty of times I ask, oh, is this episode of the podcast good enough? There's been times I've deleted entire episodes of the podcast. So again, don't let a bad day beat you 2 days in a row and go out and do whatever you feel inspired to do. Thank you so much for listening to the podcast. If you liked what you heard, go ahead and subscribe to the podcast so you can easily find your way back, and go ahead and share about it with all your friends and other people you come in contact with that are just kind of feeling a bit down and, you know, or just wanting more happiness in their life. Also, I know plenty of you out there listening are like, oh my goodness, I would love to experience coaching, but Joseph, I just can't afford it. Well, if that happens to be you, at 11 a.m. on the second Monday of each month, I generally host an Ask Me Anything call. You can come on and receive one-on-one coaching. It's a group format, so there might be other people in the room as well, but it's first come, first serve, and I will literally coach you on whatever it is that you're struggling with that you want to see, that you know, that you want to see happen in your life, but you're just not seeing happen. You know, and also, if you happen to be one of those that prefers a more one-on-one coaching experience, that's what I've done now for 20 years. So if you want a one-on-one coaching experience, then go to josephanderson.co, and in the very first box on the left-hand side, there'll be a form that says apply to work with me. So click there, it'll take you to a form, fill out the form, and then we can get in touch. And once again, guys, thank you so much for listening to the podcast, and you guys have an awesome day.